Chai. Before I will go into the Word, let's welcome our international church, international audience, our virtual church. Welcome, beloved. Welcome again. We love you. We know that you're with us. We are with you. We thank God because you're with us at the moment in the live feed, and we understand, and we feel you. We feel you. So may the Lord bless all of you. Okay.
Итак, мы пойдем с вами в слово, и
we will go into the word, and today's word I will teach you.
Слово называется,
this word is called
изменять.
Power to change.
Сила изменять.
Power to change.
Ты хочешь изменить что-то?
You want to change something?
Amen.
Amen.
Мы все хотим что-то изменить.
We all want to change something.
Кто-то хочет изменить.
Someone wants to change
цвет своих волос.
Color of their hair.
Кто-то хочет изменить. Свою семью. Кто-то
someone wants to change his family, his city, change their generation. Beloved, all of us, for us, it's not a secret that all of us, we want to change something. To change something around us. We all desire to do something for God. Save, heal, deliver, prophesy, see spiritual realm, and on and on. In other words, to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. But why? Is that the majority of these people in their lives, nothing happens. Because before you could change something big, the invisible and the unseen has to change. Does somebody understand me? Beloved, today I want to talk to you about principles. You know what? We experience God and the movement of the Holy Spirit to the extent, and I am that person that has been placed by God in this our local church of Seattle, Portland, as well. Well, as virtual, I have it's my commission is to teach, to build the foundation. And beloved, I believe in the wonderful balance of spirit and word, movement of God and teaching. Somebody understand me. This is what Jesus was doing. As much as he was teaching, that's as much as he was ministering, healing and delivering. We have to understand that that is the right balance. The body of Christ is shaking many different things because it does not have principles and foundations. We can cry out and laugh and shake in the spirit, but when you will get up, do you have boundaries? Do you have protection? Do you know who you are?
When
everything is not shaking around you, and often church is not shaking.
In your,
certain things have to be in your life, principles that protect you.
And so,
we desire to live in the balance. Why is it? Majority of things do not happen because before you can change something big, the invisible and the unseen has to change. And this is practically that nobody wants to do this. We don't want to change the invisible and the unseen because it's not seen. We want to move into the free range to take over for Christ this world. We want, I want to see visions. I want to go into heaven. I want to write, prophesy, to see. I want, we all want this. But why is it?
It
still stays as your desire, and that's it, simply that. Why? God does not use you. And why is it that one person moves and you're amazed? Where, from, how? And some people write and say, I know more than you. I say, praise the Lord. Of course you know more than me. You know what? I'm happy to be here. You know what? You understand me? Somebody said, I'm smart. Did I ever say that I'm smart? You're not smart or educated. Have you ever seen me stand here and say that I'm educated? I'm not educated. I tell you again, I'm not. Beloved,
but
does that got to do anything with the anointing? Tell me, what sort of education did Jesus Christ have? He was a carpenter's son. Beloved, what has that got to do with that? Education. Education is needed if the Lord is taking you to some sort of area of education and schooling. I have nothing against that. I'd be more than happy if I was able to achieve something like that. But when it happens that then the life takes you a completely different path, you cannot change it. You go as it goes. You move how it moves. Amen? So look. You need to change the small, the unseen, the invisible. This is why practically no one wants to do this, but when you want to enter something big and invisible, invisible and unseen will destroy you. Somebody understand me? Here it is, invisible, not so big, but it will cut your cables. It will burst something, because while your visible is still visible, the invisible is working. You understand this? We all have the invisible. All of us. And don't tell me that I went to encounter. Hold on, a couple of days, the visible will show up. You say it won't? I tell you it will. I guarantee you. You know, if you say, Pastor, you discourage me, I'd rather discourage you right now than you tell me that it's all your fault for this happening. No, it's all your fault. Because we all live with our flesh, and no one delivered you from this flesh. While you live upon this earth, and you will fight this invisible small thing. Okay? Look. Today, it'll be quite interesting. We will go somewhere. Look. Every one of us
has
power to change. All of us in this building, all of us, we have ability to change, power to change right now. All of us have different ranks and categories of what needs to be changed. Somebody understand me. But all of us in the building, even these teenagers, they have power to change something. Someone is to change part of their character. Someone is to heal their family. You are the head of your family. You have power to heal, to bring order into your family. Wives that are sitting listening that with their own hands have destroying their families. And you have power. You have been given power to get up and to fix it. Again, I tell you, maybe we don't have the same level to change, but we all have something that we need to change. Listen to me very carefully. Today will be a very practical service, practical teaching. Listen. Every one of us has the power to change, but everyone has it in that, to that degree or level that they require it at the moment. At the moment, you have that influence and that power that you require at this level of your life. Somebody understand me here. I tell you, some people want to move mountains. They're not moving because it's not God. Why didn't you give me power? He gave you power, but you're moving the wrong thing at the moment. Oh no, some of you did not get it. You understand what I'm saying here? Some say, God, I don't have power. And when I was arguing with God many years ago, I said, God, why? I cannot. Because I didn't give you this tool. Today we'll talk about principles. I did not give you this power and authority into your hands to change that. I gave you power and authority to change things right here. Who remembers Joseph? He couldn't even change the opinion of his brothers. At first. He was anointed? Yes. Tell me, did he become even more anointed? No.
Stop.
Did we drink coffee? Did we have breakfast? Are you with me? Are you here? Listen. Listen, you said something that I probably didn't get it. Understand me now. Joseph, at the time when he was a teenager, he received a dream. And when he was standing practically upon the throne with kings, ring of Pharaoh's ring, there was no more bigger anointing. The anointing was with him even from the very childhood. It stayed with him. But, beloved, he went through the process, different levels and steps, changing what was entrusted to him that moment. At first, he said, I don't believe in these principles. You will all bow down before me. Yeah, they all bowed down when he was in the hole. That is a completely different kneeling, isn't it? They kneel to see where he was. Where are you, our prophet? That's how it is with some people. I have this, I will do this. And then goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Calm down. Calm down. Where's the anointing? Anointing is in its right place. Anointing is right there in the hole.
Вы знаете,
помазание, you know, anointing requires in a wise head. If anointing is in a stupid head, an anointing is in a problem.
And
anointing does not need to be perfected. What needs to be perfected is your head, your life needs to be perfected, your very existence, how you treat things. Today we'll go somewhere. Today I will give you a simple and practical key. You will get up today and you will start using this power and authority to change what you have to change. Do not do these silly forecasts for the new year. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. What you might have is hemorrhoids. Okay. Never mind. Let's take a pause.
Delete
that.
Да вот я.
I'm going to do this.
Не надо я.
Don't do this. Not, I will do that. No one achieved this resolution list. None of us achieved that. Remember what you wrote in 2011.
Что, открывать не хочешь, да?
That you don't want to open up that list? I will achieve this. And then you see that you went even deeper in a hole.
Что, болтал много?
What? You talked too much.
Язык — это тоже штука опасная.
Tongue is a very, very dangerous thing. If you use it unwisely, you'll get into problems. Look. Remember this principle. I want to share these principles. Every one of us has a power that at the moment you require to change what or that where you at the moment is. Do you know that right now you're the most powerful, most anointed thing upon your level in your this fragment of life? No, sorry, you did not get it. I want to give you practical teaching to edify and give you an opportunity to realize that do not you know, look at the neighbor and say, look, he achieved that and this. You know what? You didn't bring order with your wife just yet. You did not learn how to pray. What are you talking about? You didn't learn to intercede for yourself to be in the gap. You have been given power and authority to change something big. This something big, maybe it's not so big in the eyes of that person, but it's quite big in your eyes, in the eyes of God as well. Doesn't that motivate you to action? You know, when God started telling me this, he said, son, he tells me, and God told me, he tells me serious things, and he shows me serious examples. He tells me, Sonny, remember what I tell you. They do not take down big fir trees with a hammer, and they do not get rid of pests like mice with atomic bombs. For mice, they have the right equipment to catch them and to cut down trees like a fir tree. They have big chainsaws. For instance, if you use something small, you know, when I was a teenager, I had this club in Russia, and it was like woodworking class, and I had this wooden plank, and I had this tiny little kind of like a file saw, and I was using it, and then I had a boat. You understand that tiny little tool? Those of you that were born in America, you don't understand what I'm saying, but kind of grasp the principle. If you know what this file saw thing is, and you don't use it to cut down big trees like a fir tree. You know what? It reminds me of our Christianity. He sees God. I have to take this down. I have to cut it down. And what is this? And God says, this in your hands, because you don't need to take down these trees. You need to cut out this small plank. And you're upset, and you look at the tree, and you look at this tool, and you say, what? It doesn't work. God, I am a nothing and a nobody with this file. And God says, shut your mouth. Do what you're supposed to do with this tool. Chainsaw will never do what this tiny little tool will do. It will look funny. Try to cut something decorative, you know, something small with a chainsaw. Somebody understand this principle? You know, when God told me this principle, he says that you don't use a tiny little file saw to cut down big fir trees. I said, wow, this is powerful. This is a revelation.
Представляешь, это
Can you imagine it means that? That means
I have this
power at 100% to change what I have to change at the moment. And every one of you knows what you need to change right now. And every one of you have that power and authority to change it. And you start changing step by step, situation through situation. Don't try to go further or look at other big trees or mountains. You need to do what God has entrusted to you at the moment, professionally. From the very heart. By thinking that this will be your life always till the end. If God needs to, then this tool will eventually change into a handsaw, and from handsaw into a chainsaw. If you will behave yourself, maybe he'll put you on a big tractor that can take down like 10 trees. At one time. Have you seen these tractors? Half a forest in half a day. What am I saying? I'm saying, sharing with you these principles. You have power. You're not powerless. You're powerless because you think you have to be somewhere else. No. Some of you didn't understand. Right now, I'm giving you like golden nuggets right now. I'm throwing bombs at you. Of revelation. If you're sitting and saying, I'm powerless, yeah, you're powerless in that situation where you shouldn't even be. No. Church, you probably didn't have your scrambled eggs just yet. Somebody understand what I just said? There are no powerless people. There are those that went into the wrong thing and they try to do what God did not entrust or tell them to do. How many times people come? Pastor, I have a revelation for you and for the whole center. Who are you? And is this guy sitting there? I'm from God. And I said, oh, get in line. All of you are from God. And someone flies in and says, I'm your right hand. I've seen myself at the stadium with you, and I said, I never even see myself at the stadium. If I'll have a hand or an arm, right arm, I have one already. It's my wife, Svetlana, right there. Already, I already have these body parts. You know what? Keep your revelation to yourself. And they say, I have revelation for you. I have revelation for you as well. My revelation to you is shut up. Because if God needs to bring something to someone, he knows the level or how to achieve something so it will be accepted. You're prideful. No, I'm wise. If you'd at least try to do what I do when in one day 5-6 different prophecies come and stupid letters come and they all give you directions. Pastor, I saw you there. Pastor, I saw you in a vision. In my vision, you came to us right now. Right now. Until I see that vision. What'd you see? I'm not talking about that. This happens always. People that are somewhere, you know, it happens with them. It's not a secret. What am I saying? I'm saying that if I have been given authority and power, do not go and jump over steps and run. For instance, you have a word for the president, that then the Lord will place you before the president. He'll give you power and authority that the president will want to hear you. Somebody understands me. With us here, it's like all these things, mine, it's mine, and everyone does what they want, you know, like it is written in the Bible. Everyone did what they thought was right in their own sight. That's how it is with us. You read the Bible, look at these people, they were doing such bad things. Everybody does what they want. Today he's a prophet, tomorrow he's an apostle. Day after tomorrow he says, I don't want anything. Why don't you all get lost? What are you talking about here? We have to have clear principles and move accordingly. How did I achieve that? I'm telling you, I'm revealing to you my secret today, how I achieved the influence. I'm not saying that we have a lot of influence. Maybe 3 people, 3.5 people. It's not because you were walking around and giving everybody CDs. Please, all of you that are listening to me, please do not send me your nonsense. Please.
Please.
I don't have time to read, to watch, to listen to it, visit all these sites. It's for you. No, it's for you. When it's going to be needed for me, it will catch up with me. I've said it. That's it. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you can't even handle it. Not only am I tired, my whole team is tired. Pastor, what do I do with these letters? You know, there's this basket, it's called trash. From God, they all write from God. Okay, let's move on. So, if you catch yourself that you want to achieve something big, you're grand, but you don't have power and authority or right to do it, some of you ever catch yourself in that? That's bad. It's very bad. It means that you're doing something illegally. I've ever seen people that... I've seen this show where they'd catch these fake police officers that stop people, and they would take money from them, bribes. And when they stopped some sort of police officer that was undercover, two powers encountered, and the fake power lost. Why? Because, beloved, you cannot operate in any area. Listen, you think in the spiritual realm you're going to operate in what you want? It's silly. Tell me, on this earth, we're not even talking about spirit. Spirit is an area very powerful, but here on this earth, can you operate illegally? No, if you can, then they will catch you, and time is running out, and you can only do something so much. For instance, fake a police officer or a fireman, you will not be able to do it for a long time because it's illegally. Beloved, in the spirit, there is the same principle. You cannot. And then you say, why is it that my life falls apart? Because you're going where you shouldn't be going. Good word today, isn't it? Oh, very good word. Usually, go, go, go. Today is just like, relax, calm down. Yes, because I remember with us, we've said, go, 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 and they all went. And then I'm thinking, they went? Like I said it in Portland one time. Here I am, Lord, send me. And the Lord says, you go. It's all according to the Bible. Let's move on. It is written, Lord, send me. Here I am. And the Lord says, okay, you go away. Go. Go, go. I'm... If you catch yourself, again, this principle, and the fact that you desire to achieve something big, but you don't have power, authority, or right to it, that you're trying to do it illegally. Tried a couple of times. Do not keep on doing it. You say, I'm going to break through. You will not break through. You will lose. And you, not only you will lose, spiritual people understand what I'm saying here. Your family, your business, your spirit will feel this defeat. You'll lay there discouraged and broken. And in the spirit realm, you'll say, and your Lord, what was that? Because you try doing things that you shouldn't be doing. You have been given power and authority to change. As soon as you will change this, right away, you will transition into a different level and change other things. As soon as this will be over, other things will start changing as well. That's the principle. That's the principle. Look. When you change one thing, you get a different level of power and authority to change the next level. Remember that truthful servant? It's the same principle. Look. When you change one thing at this level, you start changing other things at another level. And until you change it here on this level, you'll never be able to move forward. But if you'll try to pass by this principle in this process, then your downfall is unavoidable. Either you want to hear it or not, but the process, you cannot pass it by. In the spirit. You can name yourself an apostle, name tag or whatever. It doesn't say that you're an apostle in the spirit. It doesn't say that power and glory and influence follows you that the apostles have upon themselves. Anybody can call themselves whatever. You could just print through Vistaprint business cards. It doesn't make you that, though. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a character, about power and authority. Some people say, beloved, why is it that some people can, by accident, through a conversation, can release more revelations into you just by simply talking to you with a cup of tea than a pastor in 10 years? Just because he, that person, has power to change it. He's sitting, drinking tea. He does his job. I have word. You have, your word might be for two people. Hello. That the Lord will change later. They will get up, and they will touch thousands of people. And you will be a father of these people. Let's accept the fact that there are things that we cannot control. We do not give these names. Right now, I have anointing for pastors, to anoint people to pastors. Come here and I pray for you. No. Come here and I'll cry for you, because those of you that are true pastors, you know. I'm a pastor. No, you're not a pastor. You're suicidal. You don't even know what you're saying. I want to be like you. I'll tell him, listen, you don't want to even be next to me. You just don't know it. Because such things will come into your life that you might not handle. Look. Have you ever noticed this picture, this individual that tries to change his or her city and did not change him or herself just yet? You know, it's an embarrassing situation. To put a name tag of an apostle can be done through anybody, but to move in that power, you have to go through a certain process to get to that level. Remember, Joseph, at first he didn't have power to change the opinion of his brothers, but at the end of his life he had power and authority, not only changed the position of his family, but also of his nation. He also power and authority to change and influence the destinies of nations survived because someone was over there at the top from God. It didn't let them starve to death. Beloved, what is this process? How do we make it happen faster? Tell me, where do you have authority at the moment? That is your influence at the moment. You tell me, I cannot move past my family. That means, until you pass the test in your family, with your family, you will not be able to move further. It says that in your family, you don't have order. You think it's quite orderly, but go inside, go deep, be a true father, start being a true mother, start doing all these things, bring order into your family. These are the messages that should be heard by the body of Christ. Not open portals. It was open, go somewhere in a portal and gone forever. Husband is dying out of hunger, children are in prison, but she's in the portal. I'm serious. Do not misunderstand me. I love spiritual things, spiritual manifestation. I, first of all, want to see myself, the glory of God, in open heaven. But I'm against the fact that your life could be falling apart, but you're in the spirit. This balance has to come into church, isn't it so? This wisdom and knowledge has to come. Your house should be in order. If the Lord would want to take you, He'd take you, don't worry. But while you're still on this earth, continue cooking borscht. Pump the tires in your car and change the oil. Today, I'm in the presence of the Lord. You know what? Let me take you out of there from this presence. Look.
You'll say, I know that I have to change something,
and my call is from the Lord. Joseph, beloved, he knew. He was a teenager. He was young when he saw these visions. He knew that he'd have to do something big. These dreams continued happening, and he continued seeing them. And this is why do we get into problems? Because we saw a picture, and right away, we try to make it happen. And that is the problem. You know what? I love principles of David. Anointed into kings, and David went onto the throne. Why are you smiling? That's us.
Ты пророк, и ты
You're a prophet, and you're already a prophet.
Чибараханда айбарамазда. Современный язык.
That's a very popular tongue.
Ну, если это айбара Тойота, да, барамазда.
I'm sorry for those of you that are online. You might not understand this. But it's tongues for you. Yeah. You'll say that I have to change something and my calling is from the Lord.
Но я не знаю, с чего начинать.
I don't know where to start. I'm here to explain to you how God explained it to me, where to start, how to start it. You have to start with power and authority that you have been given at the moment to change something. Do not try to go further. As soon as you go further, Joseph, by even sitting in the prison, he tried to pass by this step. He's sitting there, and he's telling it to one of the servants. He said, okay, this one guy will not make it, but you're going to live. And his gift and anointing was working even when his heart was wrong. He said, take me out of this prison, and the Lord says, you still think that you will pass by the process? You will sit. And the Bible says that they forgot about Joseph for a couple of years. Beloved, prison, it means live in this prison. Buy curtains into that prison cell. Buy vases decorated with pictures and live in that prison. Lord, I can't live like that. Why know you're so strange? Because the Lord said, you will be a carpenter for 30 years. No, I'm Jesus, Son of the living God. Somebody understand me. And here I'm working with wood, table, chairs. What else do carpenters do? I don't know. Back in that day, they did everything because they didn't have equipment. Jesus was working as a carpenter, and I imagine many things that he had to draw and sew and saw through and things like that and built. I am carrying something in me, Lord, and you says, continue making this chair. Yeah, do it with love. You're powerful, you're so anointed, you're sitting anointed. How is it I am just wasting my young years and I'm wasting it on all this nonsense around me? And you get angry at somebody who's smiling at you. Your deed for today should have been hugging this person and bringing love into him, and you're just going off at him. I'm anointed, hallelujah. I'm in the desert right now, I'm in the wilderness. It says, in the wilderness, then get ready. You're going to live in this desert and wilderness. And this mood that you're in, you can start planting a palm tree in this wilderness. We're going to live in the wilderness. And some say, how come I've been in the wilderness for such a long time? Because the Lord said, you have to come out of it. But to come out of it, you have to use power and authority that the Lord gave you. You came through your thing, process, you smiled. You know what I love in Joseph? Some say he was looking into the future. No, he wasn't. From the house of Potiphar, you couldn't even get to him. He said the Bible says that he loved living there. He was so implanted in there. I don't know why I hugged it. Some say he was looking into the future. No, if it wasn't that kick that he received, the wife of that Potiphar, then he'd never, ever leave that house. And you think, what if I get attached here, that's it? No. As soon as you pass the test in the house of Potiphar, then the house itself will move you into a completely different level. Into the prison. Lord, what about next? Next, we'll see. Right now, you're sitting. In the prison, your heart will work. In the prison, the Lord is working with your heart. And you know what? He tried to get out of that prison. That's it. He just gave up. When they forgot about him, he said, that's it. He was a ruler over there. He said, guys, all of you, that's where we're going to have this. I'm going to put lamp here. We're going to hang a picture of the guy, that servant who forgot about me. And you understand? We'll put a rug here. It's all good. You know what I like? On every period of Joseph's life, he accepted that place and authority that was entrusted into him. You know is that we are in big problems because we live and we should enjoy it, but we think it's horror. Live it. Enjoy it where you're at the moment. If it's wilderness, plant palm trees. Why? You will have shadow, at least a shadow, because it's quite hard to be in the desert, in the wilderness. Are you receiving something for yourself? Today, I want to bring order into your mind, not just lead you into signs, wonders, and miracles, but also take you into right balance. Why is it, Lord, I can do this, but I can't do that? Because you have been given power and authority to change that. Start changing. Tell me truthfully, what do you have in your head? Just tell yourself truthfully, what do you need to change at the moment? What do you need to change right now? And you'll say, Lord, oh, character, my character is a snake. I bite myself sometimes. And the Lord says, true. That's true. What else? Lord, I'm such a liar. Sometimes I lie so much, I'm thinking, wow, check out that story. Check out how professionally it's done. Sometimes I'm driving in the car and thinking, wow, Satan himself must be jealous. Look, I did this and that. Everybody loves me here. And God says, that's right. You're thinking correctly. You're a liar. Start fixing that. And there's this driving. Lord, tell me, who should I prophesy to right now? Шаповалов, yes, I see. I watch him on the screen. I see. Turn off the TV. There's someone sitting. He sees everything. When God wants for you to be heard, you don't even have to put much effort into it. They'll hear you. Hello. When God needs for you to be heard by a nation and a generation, even the one that God will show and voice, you don't even have to apply much pressure into it because it is power and authority of God. I remember I was sitting, Sveta was sitting, and another Sveta was sitting there. I remember this time, and revelations were coming out of me. But like layers and layers of revelation. And they remember this time, Sveta sitting and writing it all down. I remember how she was writing it all down. And you're thinking, oh Lord, all this power, not accepted by anybody. And I'm sitting there thinking, you come from this anointing, two people are shocked from what you just said. They say, Lord, let this be heard by the whole earth. And the Lord says, listen, believe me, right now, they will listen. And because they cannot run away, that's why. Because it's your wife. And to that girl, I told her, stay there, don't you dare leave. You can ask her. God told her, stay here. And the other one couldn't run away because, you know, I'm her husband. It's hard to run away. There's the ring. And that was my power and authority. And the Lord says, right now I'm not changing them. Right now I'm changing you. So then, later on, Joseph, this powerful ministry will start working. Yes, it was there, invested into you, but your heart was not allowing you for people to see that. You were rotten. You were wrong. Oh my God, how many years took for all of us, for me, my wife, and all of us together to work on our character? I tell you the truth. You think God is finished with me? No, He continues sending it and polishing. We're in a process. So we shine better. Look. You'll say, I know, I understand. I know what I have, that I have to do something big. Beloved, this is, I'm talking to you here. You need to put everything away. Just like Joseph knew that, like David knew that, that was anointed into kings, they pour out a horn of oil, and they proclaimed him as who? As the king of the city, of the house? No, king of Israel. What? And you know what sort of prophet just anointed you? A prophet. When Samuel came, it is written that the city came into movement. You feel the level of revelation? Can you imagine this great big man anointed me? Do you know who anointed me? Hallelujah. Lester Samral, together with Benny Hinn. And Catherine Kuhlman was there in the spirit. Something happened with Joseph, beloved. His dreams were from God, but God had to take him through a process to change him step by step. He couldn't enter into the fullness of his call. See, in the life of Joseph, everything started from the house of Potiphar. Joseph went with this process. Tell me the truth. Can you go with the process, even if at the moment it feels like it's so low and so meek and small to preach, for instance, to your kids, to pray with your family? For you, something so low, home group. Oh, Lord, but I am such a powerful star. Look at me, powerful, spiritually powerful. All I have is a hope group. You think you're such a shiny star?
A star.
You know, I love Russian language. You can't even translate it. How can you translate that into English?
Мы с вами можем так засклонять одним словом.
We could use one word and say a whole sentence.
Слава Богу за наш великий могучий.
Thank God for a powerful Russian language.
Да, и на нем тоже Ленин разговаривал, кстати.
And Lenin, by the way, used it as well.
Кстати, его похоронили уже, не?
By the way, did they bury him finally?
Нет, я слышал там какая-то.
I heard that they were no.
Господь, похорони эту тварь.
Lord, bury that mummy.
Тварюку даже земля не принимает.
You know what? The earth itself doesn't want to accept it. The earth says, no, we're not taking this. We're not taking him.
Земля говорит,
the earth says, no, this does not rot in me. No. Some of you think, by the way, you think it's funny, but there's a true principle in this. The earth does not receive that disease. It's laying there, it's drying. Well, never mind. Look, I thought maybe some of you know something. Maybe they buried him finally, no? Okay. The earth is not receiving him at the moment. Look. Joseph's life started with the house of Potiphar. Joseph went through this process and accepted his destiny and slavery at the moment. Tell me truthfully. You want to have a great breakthrough? Then you have to do everything opposite. You don't need to run from slavery, but accept it. I'm not speaking about sinful slavery. You know, someone will edit it out, make some sort of clip on YouTube. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about slavery, a place that you're attached to. And this place you have three by three. That's all the space you have. Especially when the Spirit of God comes and you try to move, and the Lord says, I'm keeping you there.
And
you know what I love Joseph and David, and you see this like through a red line through all of them. They all accepted their destiny.
Potiphar,
he was in his father's house. He looked like candy himself. He was a tattletale. You know, it was written, knock and it shall be open. So he kept knocking on his brothers. He passed everything, fed his brothers. As soon as he got into, as soon as he was a slave in Potiphar's house, he made that into a candy as well. It says that this person is like that. You know who can do that? The one that is planning on living there.
Никто не будет вылизывать это все, наводить порядок,
bring order into that house, build all of that, order everything in that house. If you're not planning on living there and you're planning on leaving tomorrow, no, it's a principle church. David, you're king of Israel. That's it. David says, okay, bye bye sheep, and he went back to the sheep. Stop blowing your own horn, trumpets. Stop putting your hands, your head onto the hands of all the people to pray for. If there's nothing there, it's not going to get any bigger. No one can anoint or rub something into your empty head. I'm going to do a massage of anointing oil. We're going to rub this anointing, double portion of anointing, into your head. Joseph went through the process. He accepted his destiny and slavery. No matter how strange it sounds to for us, all the charismatic people, I am not going to accept slavery. We're going to take the land. You can't bring yourself into order still. Your prayer life is in shambles. You forgot when was the last time you read the word, or you read something, or you listened or prayed. At least pastor reads something on Sundays. Praise the Lord. Look, Joseph went with the process, accepted his destiny in slavery. For him, as a slave, all he had was a small part of the field.
Potiphar
bought all these slaves. He gave everybody a piece of the field, and Joseph's was the best. Accept the chair that you have, or your sheep that you have. Accept it. Church, I'm telling you, all of you, just come down. What about God? God will come and get you. Like he came for him and for everybody else that we read and know about. He came. He sent for. They pulled him out. They took him out. They called him out. Daniel, slave. One, two, three. Yes, he had to go and do certain things in the lion's den, and then betrayal and attacks. And they want to destroy him. And then you see he comes out. There's this process. The Lord entrusted him to be there, and then he had to be there. From that moment, from this moment, I tell you this, church, you do not have unsatisfaction. You're all happy and satisfied. From this service on, you're all happy. Something came into your head, then that's not from God. Bible. You like it? You say, I'm happy. Only 15 people are happy. Say, I'm happy. Half a building. You're happy. Can you imagine how happy you are? It's just you're always getting into wrong things. Pharaoh is going, and you're saying, wow, I only have a piece of field right there. Turn everything off. Concentrate your life upon the place where you're at the moment. Concentrate your life. If you're making a chair or table, continue doing it. Concentrate your life upon shepherding the sheep. Like David, you start practicing with a sling. You might need it for later on. You'll say, Lord, I have to learn how to fight with the sword. The Lord says, where I'm taking you, you don't need a sword. You will need a slingshot. Church, you feel, you think, but passing by the sheep, you will not receive the most important thing in your life to work with a slingshot. Does somebody understand me? You think that passing by your herd of sheep, you're passing by some sort of bad period in your life, but that period in your life has been placed there by and programmed by God for you to learn how to work with a slingshot. Because of it, you will become victorious. Somebody understands me. I'm speaking with two spiritual people here. And you say, this is something so meek and small will be victorious over a big thing that tanks and planes cannot take, where swords will give up. I want you to learn this principle. Enjoy. In the prison, just, you know, bring it into order. If you are a shepherd, be a professional shepherd. Put leather on. Professional equipment, slingshot. Look like a shepherd. Who are you? I'm a shepherd. Sometimes you look, who are you? I'm a shepherd. Why are you wearing a suit and a tie? I'm going through a wilderness time in my life. Funny, but it's the truth. Be a shepherd. Look like a shepherd. Enjoy your position. And when the Lord will be sure that you can be a good shepherd to these sheep, then he will entrust you with lives. When God will be sure that you, at the period of life, you passed all the lessons, then you can be brought out before Pharaoh. Oh, Jesus.
Сначала он
First,
изменил грядку.
В конце changed
жизни Иосиф изменил ход
истории. Play, a piece of the field that he
знаете,
had, then
Иосиф
later on Joseph changed
Иосиф
the way history went. Remember what historians say. If it wasn't for Joseph, that everything on this earth lived completely different.
Именно из-за Иосифа,
because of Joseph,
концов,
at the end of it all,
Египет.
Egypt fell.
Одна из самых мощных
One of the most
словами,
powerful
говорят, именно на этом периоде, где Иосиф
countries,
попадает,
even that period, historians say, where Joseph
Божий
becomes who he became, God's people come and they multiply in millions, then the history changes. Can you imagine? You think that your small piece of this garden or field that you are working in is nothing? If you will take care of that, you can change history. And for you to go into the future, you need to have desire to remain in the present. Oh, only spiritual people can understand that. Some totally did not understand because you are a charismatic person, you are trying to reach for the stars. For you to go far, you need to remain where you're at.
You need to say,
what's mine will be mine.
И даже он не сидел, не напоминал там. Знаете, сидит уже там 2-3 года, пасет овец. Потом это, знаете, открывает там, это, набирает там скайп этот. Самуил, говорит, Самуил, ё-моё, 3 года. Ты же меня помазал. Оп, Самуил стал невидимым на скайпе.
And boom, Samuel is gone on Skype. He's unable.
Знаете, что мне нравится в Давиде?
You know what I like about
Он настолько пошел пасти овец, настолько сильно пошел пасти овец, что его оттуда только царю Саулу можно было выделить.
That only King Saul could take him out of there.
Некоторые даже не понимают. Мы сейчас смеемся. Я вам сейчас рассказываю самые мощные принципы. Он настолько запасся овец, что он оттуда никуда не хотел. Скажи мне, ты хочешь куда-то идти? Значит, никуда не пойдешь. Ты хочешь, рвешься куда-то? Значит, никуда не идешь. Как только ты скажешь, все, Господь, грядка моя,
say,
буду делать
как
для тебя. Господь говорит, а вот теперь
I'll be in my garden, a small garden that doesn't mean
как только тюрьма стала
and
самым идеальным местом для Иосифа,
and
Иосиф
when your jail is perfect with you and you don't want to leave the jail,
все
you're
забыто,
good.
Все классно,
you forgot it.
И он уже, все, тюрьма — это моя
freedom,
жизнь. И здесь
say,
звонок.
The jail is my life, and here you get a call.
Так вот этого вот бомжа выкупать, там, постричь, побрить, сюда его.
Hey, get that person out of the jail, wash him, get him clothes.
Его побрили, постригли, накормили.
They cut him, they shaved him, they gave him food.
Пригласили.
Invited him.
И он
And later,
не вернулся назад в тюрьму.
He did not go back to jail.
Дорогие, принцип твоей жизни, играй. Играй так, как будто ты никогда больше с этой позиции
like
не покинешь.
Never, ever leave that position.
Молишься. Молись так, как будто ты никогда с этой позиции никуда не
идешь. As if you will never leave
Наводишь порядок в твоей семье. Делай так, как будто ничего больше, кроме этого, не произойдет. Это секрет к твоему великому успеху. Будешь рваться, дергаться, и там провалишь, и то не достигнешь. Сколько мы видим с вами этого? Сколько мы видим этих людей? О, Иисус. Нам всем нужно перестать гоняться за чем-то, успокоиться, как Давид, и научиться пасти своих овец. Это принцип. Пасти овец — это принцип. После помазания возвращаться назад Возвращаться назад! Это же мечта моя была. А у Давида даже этой
But
мечты
David
не было. Знаешь, кто может вернуться к овцам, у кого даже не было мечты
you know,
быть царем?
Он
сказал, а, царь, да.
They said, I'm a king.
Слушай, вот эти мужики ж кандидаты лучше. А там
These
такие стояли,
up here
братья.
Are better kings
там таких
всем
стояло, грудь
those
вперед.
Were nice guys standing there
Я не знаю,
они
какие-то тунеядцы были, потому что один Давид на поле там пахал. Все остальные ждали
They were just waiting to be announced as
king. Смотри, какой подбородок, смотри, ну красавец вообще. Смотри, как будет на флайерах смотреться, конференция.
Look how amazing he will be on stage.
Бог говорит, убери этот подбородок.
God says no, take him away, take that chin away.
Дайте мне вот того, который согласился со своей позицией жить.
Дайте мне вот того,
который не хочет уходить со своего поля. Дайте мне того, кто влюблен в свою позицию. Дайте мне того, кто наслаждается своей позицией, тем уровнем, где он находится. Потому что если ты не наслаждаешься там, ты и там наслаждаться не будешь. Это принцип. Или ты любишь везде, или ты не любишь нигде и ничего. Сегодня хорошо. По крайней мере, мне. Как тебе, нормально?
Not a lot of amens.
Дышишь?
How are you? Are you good?
О, сегодня хорошие принципы.
We're having good principles today.
Если тебе покажется, что ты застрянешь на каком-то незначительном и низком уровне, то это абсолютно не так. Потому что как только ты завершишь свой экзамен на этом уровне, все вокруг тебя само вытолкнет тебя в следующий. Так же, когда произошло с Иосифом и с другими личностями. Ты думаешь, если какая-то идея заскочила в твою голову, ты уже имеешь полное право что-то изменить? Это далеко не так. Перед тем, как сам Бог допустит тебя к чему-то великому, Он должен быть уверен, что ты вынесешь тяжесть призвания. Именно поэтому ты и я должны пройти через процесс изменений. Сначала ты побеждаешь льва и медведя, и только после этого ты побеждаешь Голиафа. Ты не можешь сказать, овцы. Ты даже не представляешь, что этот период твоей жизни, который ты больше всего не любишь, это золотые годы, где формируется твой характер, сердце, где ты учишься работать прощой, и где ты побеждаешь льва и медведя. Когда подошел Давид к Саулу, скажите мне, о чем он ему сказал?
What did he say to him?
Скажите мне, что бы Давид сказал, если бы он миновал поле? Приходит Давид к Саулу, он говорит, я пас овец, раб твой, слуга твой, пас овец у отца. И когда приходил, и он ему рассказал целую историю, как он поражал, как он побеждал, как он выходил победителем, как он отвоевал овец. Вариант пропущенного поля. А Саул, мне Бог сказал.
Заметная
картина. Знаете, кто подходит к тебе и говорит, мне Бог сказал? Те, кто пропустили свое время, свое поле и своих медведей и львов. Потому что когда ты, мне Бог каждый день говорит, нам всем Бог говорит, скажи мне, что за твоей спиной, покажи мне результат до этого, где ты был. Что ты достиг?
Я молился.
Где
молился?
О, здесь принципы церкви.
There are principles.
Я бросаю вам вызов. Начните изменять то, что находится перед вашими глазами.
I'm telling you, enjoy what you're doing
то, что находится перед вашими глазами.
Right?
Это принцип where моей жизни. Бог ставил перед right моими now глазами семью. Над семьей работал. Бог ставил двух человек, над двумя работал. Бог ставил 10 человек, 100 человек, потом Бог ставит 1000 человек, потом Бог ставит нации, люди, поколения. Ты работаешь, работаешь и работаешь. Работай с тем, что твои стоит перед твоими глазами. Что ты видишь?
Я вижу овец.
I see sheep. Okay.
Что
welcome
ты видишь? Вижу древесину, вижу рубанок и вижу
стамеску. Amen.
Что ты видишь?
What do you see?
Вижу тюрьму.
I see jail. That's awesome.
Начинай.
Start.
Вы знаете, я вам честно скажу, такие темы в теле Христа не популярны. Как
these
это сидеть? These
messages are not popular in our churches.
Я столько книжек прочитал, которые говорят, иди, будь недоволен, кричи, рви, метай. А я открываю Библию, старую Библию. Такая написана какими-то авторами, там
I'm
вообще даже не известно,
кто написал Bible. Somebody just wrote
описал
Bible.
Чью-то жизнь. А там все, хо-хо-хо-хо-хо, какая величина писала. Писаки.
Revelations in there.
И знаешь, и здесь читаешь,
Bibles,
сели.
Bible, и скажешь, they read where they were.
Некоторые говорят, Гидеон же был великий человек.
Так
Бог Гидеоном воевать должен, чтобы сорвать его со своего точила с пшеничкой. Пойдешь? Ты победитель.
You had to get him out of his position.
Во, позитивный дух у него был, да?
They told him, hey, you...
Привет тебе, муж сильный. Он такой...
Somebody came up to him and said, mighty man of God, God is with you and he was his life. He was like, no, God is not with us.
Моисей, Моисей. Сначала, да, на нем было помазание, было, но он не прошел через процесс. Он схватил этого египтянина, там в песок зарыл его, как ничего не было.
He took that Egyptian guy and
Бог говорит,
he
я тебе
him.
Не это поставил.
And God said, that's
я тебе не поставил
тут
душить египтян. После того, как я с тобой закончу, ты скажешь одно слово, и они все умрут. Кто-то понимает? И знаете что? Он сказал, все, иду тренироваться, молиться, открывать духовные порталы.
And started praying.
Он знаете, что сказал?
He ran away.
Некоторые думают, о, сбежал. Наоборот, Somebody он сбежал think, в свое призвание.
Oh, he ran away. No, he ran away into his
calling. Некоторые не поняли меня.
People don't understand
Некоторые говорят, я упал. Я говорю, если People упал say, по направлению к Христу, то стыд стал к нему ближе.
Fell, you fell into your purpose.
Я упал. По направлению к Христу, на 2 метра ближе к Иисусу. Наслаждайся.
If you fell into the way of Christ, into the cross, you're in the right way.
Разница есть. Моисей, Моисеюшка, знаете, это мы привыкли такие вещи. Моисей.
We all say Moses.
Моисей.
My Moses.
Около этого горящего куста.
But that Moses.
Я посылаю тебя.
Was next to the burning bush that was saying, I sent you. I chose you, and this and that.
Что мы с вами сделали?
And what would we say?
Ну, мы с вами сказали, о, е, о, е, мой that день пришел, Господи! Вот оно! Кто-нибудь снимает на видео, на YouTube, чтобы поставить силищу такую?
So people can record me and put me on YouTube. This is a powerful message.
Говори, говори, Господи, я слушаю.
God, speak up, I'm listening.
Говори, Господи, я все
Continue
слушаю.
Continue speaking.
Моисей там так перебил его, говорит,
Moses was there.
Пошли другого.
Can you send someone else?
Знаете, какие помазанники говорят, пошли другого? Те, которые комфортно сидят там, где они хотят быть.
People say, send someone
спокойно
else.
Прижились.
Zone,
он такой, я уверен, что было момент у Моисея, когда он сказал, зачем я приперся на эту дымящую гору? Зачем она там шумела и гремела? Ну, какого меня туда понесло? Опять меня наказало мое любопытство.
I'm so nosy.
Моисей сбежал в свое призвание. Тебе кажется, ты бежишь от места, где тебя будут использовать, а ты как раз убежал в то место, где ты успокоишься, станешь пастухом. И даже когда придет твое время, ты захочешь Аарона послать. Господь, используй его, он говорить умеет. Он говорит, а разве для меня есть разница, кто может говорить?
God
нужно просто прийти и сказать, вы знаете, что Богу твои речи не нужны вообще.
God doesn't need your,
Ему нужно твое
skills.
Готовое сердце и послушная
heart.
Жизнь. Все, ты просто говоришь, куда идти, где стоять, тут стоять, да?
Okay,
вот стою.
Where do you
что
go?
Говорить?
There?
Вы все
I have
умерли.
To stand there? Okay, what do you say? Okay.
Умерли.
I'll say, and I'll die.
Вы знаете, Господь, что мне там не было.
God, what do you say? Okay.
Фараон, принесем кафедру. 5 ступеней, как высвободиться из рабства. Нет. Он такой, брось, я сказал, пал. Бросил, поползла змея.
Дорогие,
кто-то понимает меня? Послушание, наслаждение, удовольствие. Начни наслаждаться тем местом. Пылесосишь, пылесос так, как будто никто никогда больше не будет пылесосить. Только ты!
Nobody, no one else can clean as good as you do.
Мой шок на мой даже в уголочках. В уголочках мой, вверху. В уголочках мой. Там же никто видеть не будет. Бог будет видеть. Мой в
уголочках.
Все ниточки пылесосят. Да-да, и здесь, самые маленькие, лази везде.
Floor,
протирай унитазы, протирай чисто.
Чтобы
помазанные
so
попы сидели на них.
So the anointed bottoms can sit on it.
Трон, я говорю, это не унитаз, это трон.
That is a throne. That is a throne.
Благослови народ Божий. Благослови народ Божий.
Bless the people of God. Bless the people of God.
Смываешь новое помазание.
And
новое.
And you flush and say.
Новое помазание.
New anointing. New anointing. New anointing.
Свобода очищения.
Cleaning.
Это же твое призвание.
That is your calling.
На данный момент.
Right now, it is your calling.
Я не хочу. Никогда Бог
it.
Не использует. Ты можешь, Бог будет, Бог будет как раз использовать
it.
То, что не
God
хочет. И даже пожалела, что на гору зашел.
Will be enjoying what, they're doing right now.
Бог будет использовать то, что после помазания цари Израиля овец идет пасти. Бог будет вот это использовать, церковь. Как использовал через всю Библию. Знаете, будучи молодым служителем, я молодой. Будучи моложе. Некоторые говорят, ты уже... Нет, я молодой. Еще внука пока нет, еще молодой.
I don't have any grandkids, so I'm young.
Седые волосы красить надо, это второй вопрос.
I have gray hair that I have to color, but that is a different
Будучи молодым
story.
Служителем, я не понимал этого принципа, я никак не мог понять, почему этого человека получается, а у меня ничего не получается. И даже начал обижаться на Бога, знаете. Скажите, сколько было моментов, где даже вы обижались на Бога? Мы все попадаем сюда. И вы знаете, и самое интересное, что Бог избирает те, которые никуда не хотят идти. Иди, не пойду.
Says,
и ты уже сидишь, говоришь,
say,
иди.
No,
не. А пусть на траве будет сухо.
Let the grass be
а кожа
dry.
Мокра. Вы знаете, почему Гидеон это делал?
You know why Gideon
Он думал, выйду, а там не сухо.
He said, I will go out there and it's not dry there.
Нет, вы не поняли. Вы думали, знамение он ставил, чтобы быть использован? Он знамение ставил, чтобы не быть использован. Он выбегает утро. Должно быть на коже сухо, на траве мокро. Он выбегает, туда, все мокро будет. Так, это, наверное, глюк. Кожа впитала все.
Okay.
Теперь, Бог, никакой росы. God... Все должно быть сухо, а кожа будет мокро-мокро. Потом и это произошло. Все равно не верю. Не могу я быть. Не могу, я самый маленький, я самый бестолковый. Иди к стану врага, возьми своего слугу и послушайте, что я врагам вам, о вас рассказал. И уже враги говорят, все, нам хана. Мы видели это голос Господа Гидеона. Видели, как этот жернов, как бабахнул. И мы все друг в шоке. И думают, да, наверное, что-то есть. Вы знаете, вы понимаете, кого Бог использует?
Do you understand?
А нам же с вами знамений не надо. Мы же
верим.
Ты что, Бога искушаешь, а? Что ты Бога искушаешь? Сказал, пошел!
If God tells you to go, go.
Куда? Я сказал, чтобы увидеть, пойдешь ты или нет. Ты пошел, значит, точно никуда не пойдешь.
God just said, go, just check if you will battle with him a little, but you just went.
Я на Бога обижался. Смотри, это продолжалось до тех пор, пока все, что я построил, не рухнуло, и я не вернулся в свой приклад, именно откуда все настоящее началось в моей жизни. Первое, что мне как бы великому человеку нужно было изменить, это отношение с моим небесным отцом. Я тебе хочу задать вопрос, апостол, отношения с папой какие у тебя?
Отношения
с любимым у тебя есть? Или у тебя аварийные молитвы?
Do you have emergency prayers,
знаете, пророчества, аварийные
emergency
посты? Это не жизнь.
Fastings or emergency
Влюбись в Бога,
prophecies.
Как будто
That's
тебе
not a
больше
life.
Ничего не нужно.
Fall in love with God,
и вы знаете,
as
когда я исправил это в моей жизни, моя жена знает,
life,
я не выходил часами.
Come out of my room
Почему?
For
Потому что
выходить
некуда было. Идти некуда было. Я закрывался,
place to go.
И я
I
просто включал
doors,
этот Morning Star, там, Бог мой, какие только диски там мы могли достать
CDs,
в это время. И я просто уходил в Бога на всю рубал, и там и танцевал, и орал. Я сказал, Бог, я буду приводить в порядок то, что перед моими глазами, стоял мой Бог, с которым у меня не было отношений. У меня были отношения. Вы знаете, о чем я говорю? Отношения. У нас у всех отношений нет. У тебя есть отношения любви. Когда ты засыпаешь, о ком ты думаешь? Когда ты просыпаешься, кто первый в твоем разуме? В моем отец, и я заботишься о том, чтобы Бог был в моем разуме. Написано, и потому, что не заботились иметь Бога в уме, предал их. Чему? Тому, что было в их голове. Превратному уму. Как вам отношения с Богом пришли в такое огромное наслаждение и удовольствие? Некоторые из вас знают, о чем я говорю. Ты попадаешь в эту эйфорию отца, сына, ты попадаешь в эту эйфорию любви. Это там рождаются темы, которые потом вытекают и касаются масс людей. Оттуда, из близости Бога. И когда я сказал, а теперь я никуда не пойду.
And I said, from now on, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be here. Готовый. And then I heard a voice, a soft voice.
Вы знаете,
said,
когда я говорю, пап,
go.
Так я же не хочу идти.
But now I said,
я не хочу,
I don't
я честно,
now.
Не хочу идти.
I don't go.
Он говорит,
I don't
это самое
it.
Правильное состояние.
Now that is the right.
Некоторые меня вообще
position.
Не понимают. Самое правильное состояние сердца
–
это наслаждаться на том месте, где Бог тебя призвал. И когда он тебе сказал, вы знаете, с тобой Бог еще должен повоевать, чтобы
вытянуть тебя.
Смотри, я заканчиваю. Когда мои отношения с Богом пришли в такое огромное наслаждение и удовольствие, я честно скажу, больше я ничего не хотел. Это было то, где я хотел остаться на всю свою жизнь. Но именно там папа сказал, сынок, а сейчас время изменить следующее. И следующее. И следующее. И следующее. И следующее. Потом перед моими глазами стало 6-8 человек. И Бог сказал, я хочу, чтобы ты сделал первый энкаунтер. Я говорю, Бог, я не могу. Я не могу. Вы знаете, сестра, она знает, она знает мое сердце в самом отвратительном моем состоянии, в самом моем сломленном состоянии. И я сказал, Света, я делаю это не потому, что я верю в успех, а чтобы уже заткнуть этот голос внутри меня. Она может тебе сказать. Я говорю, Свет, я это делаю не потому, что я себя вижу каким-то огромным пастором. Я это делаю, чтобы просто убрать это из моей системы, потому что я не могу спать и есть. У меня оно в глазах. Когда Бог захочет тебя использовать, ты не можешь это обойти. Ты есть, жить, спать не сможешь. Она эта картина в глазах твоих будет, и тебе будет дана власть это сделать. Без напряга мы делали энкаунтер. И еще Бог говорит, снимай на 30 человек. На 30 человек? Ни одного записанного не было.
Январь 2005 года.
Ни одного. Набитый энкаунтер.
The camera was full. The building was full.
Слава Богу, сошла такая, люди видели видение, мы были в шоке.
Came down and people just saw visions and so many things happened.
Оттуда все началось.
And that's how it all started.
Когда я пришел домой и я понял, что я
попал.
Я понял, что я сейчас приехал не в разочаровании, а я понял, что это уровень, на котором теперь придется мне жить и наслаждаться. И я сказал, энкаунтеры будем делать так, как никто, от сердца, по-настоящему, вкладывать всю жизнь свою, поднимем огромную команду. И я сказал, на эту руму и жить буду. И когда Бог увидел, когда начались эти энкаунтеры, масса людей проходили. И когда я только на нем успокоился, Бог говорит, сынок, я говорю, пап, я никуда не хочу. Светлана знает каждый период. Я говорю, я больше ничего не хочу. Вот энкаунтеры, вот видим, все. Я буду заниматься только этим. Бог стучится. И говорит, сынок, а теперь я хочу, чтобы ты вышел на телевидение. Я говорю, Бог, у меня нет камер. Бог, у меня нет кого стоять за камерами.
Появились те, кто стоят.
Нет финансов. Раз, появились несколько человек, которые говорят, я не буду их давать на телевидении.
And some people came in and said,
мы даже
с
кассы не брали первые годы.
Give you finances.
Просто все уходило. Приходили люди, жертвовали. У нас даже был фонд на телевидении. Кто помнит это?
God just gave
ты даже не напрягаешься.
Потом Бог говорит,
я только успокоился, все.
And I relaxed.
Потом Бог говорит,
and then God knocks on the door and he says,
телевидению.
TV has to go.
Господь, Господь.
And I said,
меня
God,
ножки покосились.
My legs went down.
Господи, что?
What
он
happened?
Я веду тебя дальше.
He said, I'm
если тебе
further.
Кажется, что это через телевидение, ты первый, который мне не веришь.
If you think it goes through the TV,
я хочу, чтобы ты теперь начал выезжать.
Does
я говорю,
believe
нет, только
you
нет, я ненавижу
go
ездить.
Around the world. And I said, God,
потом,
I hate traveling.
Любовь пришла.
And then I see that I got in
начал
love
ездить.
With it.
Только на этом успокоился. Ну все, раз в год конференцию
and
делаю.
And now I said, okay, I'm relaxed. Once a year I go out.
Дай мне быть среди моих братьев и сестер. Мне нравится.
I don't want to be traveling. I like to be
Бог
here.
Говорит, а теперь я хочу,
and
чтобы
now,
ты
said,
поднял церквя в завете и пастор.
I want you to raise up churches around the world.
Я говорю, откуда они придут?
And I said, where are they gonna come from? And boom.
Мы даже сидим с ребятами, так говорим, вы подождите, вас сильно много.
And we're still in the couch saying, there are too many of you. There are too many of you.
Переполнено все.
It's full.
Люди в очереди, мы держим.
People are in line.
Мы подготавливаем. поднимаются пасторы каждый год. Не просто пасторы. Слушайте сюда, дорогие мои. Церкви Завета – это селища. Вы видели, какие пастора из Завета поднимаются? Дорогие мои, даже в Америке слышно, что такое Германия и что такое Литва. Ты уже начинаешь видеть и слышать. Они, я знаю их сердце, они сейчас смотрят, смеются, сидят, я знаю. Они о себе много не думают, дорогие мои. Никто о себе, вот именно их Бог использует, которые ничего о себе не думают, которые просто упали на эту землю и сказали, никуда не уеду, это моя земля.
I'm not going anywhere, I'll stay here.
А те, кто не знают, как сдрыхнуть оттуда, мне жаль этих людей. Со своей земли я скажу, сиди. Если Бог тебя там поставил, Он дал тебе там власть
находиться.
И вы знаете что? Окончим на этом.
Let's finish up on that.
Церкви Завета, пока я доволен, я ничего больше не хочу делать. Серьезно, ничего? Ничего не хочу. Вот что мы делаем инкаунтер. Все эти ступени, естественно, сейчас в Церкви в Завете, это я наслаждаюсь. Мы сейчас ездим по церквям в Завете. Мы ездим, делаем конференции. Это бомба. Бог движется. Масса людей приезжают со всех уголков мира, касаются жизни. Я говорю, папа, я больше ничего не хочу. Я даже год назад не думал, что я буду здесь. Бог, давай остановимся. Ты скажешь нет, а я скажу да, потому что я знаю, как это
надо.
Я знаю, что каждая проповедь стоит. Я знаю, что такое боль, войны, атак. Я знаю, что
every
такое нагрузка успеха тоже. Дорогие, о чем я тебе говорю? Я не высасываю это с пальца, я тебе рассказываю о моей собственной жизни. Как из того, кто думал когда-то, что перевернет, потом все умерло, и я сказал, я хочу перевернуть мою семью. Как только ты скажешь, я остаюсь на этом уровне, чтобы... Я влюбляюсь в это. И от сердца сделаешь, ты увидишь, как сам Бог, Он не сможет. Ты жемчужина, которую Он скажет, пошли дальше, сынок. У тебя теперь есть что дать моим детям. Кто-то понимает сегодня? Сегодня от сердца говорю, просто как друзьям. Просто от сердца, у нас разговор. Процесс. Это стало моим принципом жизни. Я не начинаю двигаться к следующему уровню, пока не завершу и не найду полную гармонию и наслаждение на этом. Как только я найду, и я никуда не собираюсь, Бог знает мое сердце, я ничего не хочу. Бог поведет дальше, поведет. Не поведет достаточно влияния. У нас работы, во, миллиарды идут в ад, во работы. Начни делать свою часть, домашнюю группу, так сделаю такую, которую никто не видел и не слышал. Молишься, молись так, чтобы сам Бог из-за твоей жажды пришел в твою жизнь и ворвался в твою комнату. У Бога нет приоритетов, у Бога нет больших и маленьких людей, у Него есть жизни, которые жаждут Его присутствия, жаждут Его, любят Его, хотят быть с Ним. Наша сила, я заканчиваю, не в движении к следующему уровню и к захвату следующей позиции, а в изменении того, что на данный момент доверено нам, самим Богом. К великому сожалению, церковь не поняла этот духовный закон, и поэтому в постоянном поражении. Потому что перед тем, как изменить что-то великое, должно измениться невидимое и незаметное. Воздайте славу Богу. Давайте мы поднимемся.
Let's just stand up.
Буквально несколько минут. Just, я хочу, чтобы это слово, оно просто впиталось в тебя. Я не просто тебя развлекаю здесь, дорогие церкви. Кто нас смотрит в онлайне, дорогие? Мы не просто здесь стоим, развлекаемся, нам нечего делать. Я хочу тебе рассказать, это часть моей жизни, эти темы, послушайте, я могу говорить много разных откровений, вот эти темы, которые я вам говорю, это часть моей жизни, это часть моего сердца, это то, кто я. Я не могу о ком-то рассказывать, это будет нечестно, я могу рассказать только о себе, где я был, и куда Бог ведет меня, и что, и эти принципы, которые Бог вложил в меня, я хочу подарить тебе, и если ты мудрый человек, ты скажешь, все, я заканчиваю всю беготню, все крики, поездки, все мои возможности. Жене чисто рук на мою голову. И я говорю тебе, Бог, я соглашаюсь жить здесь. Я успокаиваюсь.
I will come
если
down.
Это пустыня, я
desert,
принимаю ее как
I
дом
accept
мой.
The desert as my home.
Если это львиный ров, значит львиный ров. Если тюрьма, значит тюрьма. Поставьте мой диван вон там.
The prison, put my couch right in that corner.
Перестань бегать! Ты лишаешь себя самых великих моментов жизни. Перестань обходить своих овец, потому что только там ты научишься побеждать. Тебе кажется, там победа? Нет, победа там, где не видно. Победа зарождается. Сильные характером рождаются там, где не видно, не слышно. Попроси Его успокоить. Попроси Его успокоить. Попроси. Попроси.